My dear brothers and sisters, it is indeed a privilege to be able to speak to you today as we begin a new semester as well as a new year. It was almost 10 months ago that I stood at this very pulpit expressing to you my feelings of being humble and grateful in anticipation of my husband's new call that he had just received. The months since that March day have passed quickly, and today I would like to take the opportunity to thank all of you publicly for the kindness and welcoming spirit which my husband, family, and I have received from you, the faculty, staff, administration, and especially you, the students of Brigham Young University. It has been a great delight to become part of this university's family, and as you can imagine, it has brought many changes into our lives. We have moved to Provo, purchased blue wardrobes, learned that buildings on campus are identified by initials such as HFAC, WSC, MOA, and HBLL, hugged Cosmo, eaten the delicious ice cream from the creamery. And this list could go on and on. But most importantly, we have made so many new friends, and our lives have been enriched by these associations as well as by the spirit that radiates from you, the students, with the successes you have in the academic, spiritual, social, and other worthwhile aspects of your lives. You have greatly impressed me in so many different ways. Therefore, may I commend you for the wonderful examples you are and can be to those with whom you associate, as well as those who view and see you in word and action, whether near or from afar. Elder Neil A. Maxwell says it so well in his statement, "We can be walking witnesses and standing sermons to which objective onlookers can say a quiet amen." This is how I feel about you. I truly believe the words of President Gordon B. Hinckley, who so often reiterates that your generation, found throughout the church, has been chosen by our Heavenly Father to come to earth at this time. You have missions to perform that will bless your lives as well as those of your families, descendants, the church, and the world. To all of us, you exemplify the scripture found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The majority of the people in the world cannot understand or will not understand or comprehend that young people will choose to exemplify behavior and conduct which is in keeping with what is admonished by this scripture, as well as what is taught by those who lead and love you. I have the opportunity often to view you in action as I walk around this campus. I am always becoming more and more convinced of your goodness, faith, love, exemplary lives. You are happy, cheerful, friendly, and usually smiling. I see you studying not only from your textbooks, but from the scriptures as well. I view you serving others, whether it be with your employment, common courtesy, or because of your pure love of Christ, charity. I see you letting your light shine by sharing your talents and skills with others. You spend hours perfecting these and giving others joy by your accomplishments. I see you overcoming disappointments, challenges, and mistakes with renewed enthusiasm and faith in yourselves. I also know of the gratitude you have for the opportunity you have to be at Brigham Young University. You appreciate the service and sacrifices of so many that have enabled you to participate in what is available to all who attend here. You should never forget, however, that as is stated in Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 38, "And by their desires and their works you shall know them." You are always in the sight of the world around you and will be judged accordingly. The Lord has given us standards to live by and guide each one of us. President Hinckley has stated, "While standards generally may totter, we of the church are without excuse if we drift in the same manner. We have standards, sure, tested, and effective. To the extent that we observe them, we shall go forward. To the extent that we neglect them, we shall hinder our own progress and bring embarrassment to the work of the Lord. These standards have come from Him. Some may appear a little out of date, but this does not detract from their validity nor diminish the virtue of their application. The subtle reasoning of men, no matter how clever, no matter how plausible it may sound, cannot abridge the declared wisdom of God. You are so blessed to be attending this university and gaining a wonderful education in both the academic and spiritual areas of your lives. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, a member of the Quorum of the Twelve and past president of this university, once said, "Our reason for being," meaning BYU, "is to be a university. But our reason for being a university is to encourage and prepare young men and women to rise to their full potential as sons and daughters of God. We seek to prepare them to live and serve in the world, but we encourage them not to be of the world. As each of you strives to achieve success and growth, both academically and spiritually during your years here, and live the teachings of our Heavenly Father, you have the greatest example to follow. Our Savior Jesus Christ and His life and teachings are for all of us to emulate. He knows our inner hearts and delights in our joys and righteous endeavors. He suffers with us during our trials, temptations, shortcomings, and failures. He is always there with an open heart and an abundance of love. May each of you know of my testimony of Him and my love and caring for each one of you. I feel it is a privilege to be in your midst and thank my Heavenly Father for this blessing in my life at this time. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."